The Colorado Geological Survey began mapping landslides near Colburn in the 1980s. They discovered the area where this debris flow happened was prone to slides.
What we found is that there are very old landslides as well as some more recent landslides and debris flows. So it's an area where you would expect to see that continue. So we're not real surprised that it occurred in this area.
That's Karen Berry, the director of the Colorado Geological Survey. Landslides are more common on Colorado's western slope, but they can happen anywhere in the state, even on the eastern plains. Berry says most slides in Colorado are smaller than the one near Colburn and often happen in remote and undeveloped areas.
In a lot of places, we have much smaller landslides. They aren't as wide. They don't flow as long and they aren't as deep-seated as this one. So we do have, you know, small landslides all over the state.
The Colburn slide area is full of soft sandstone and shale rock that are relatively weak. The geologic formations at the slide are found throughout large parts of Garfield and Mesa counties. Edwin Harp is a research geologist with the USGS. He says the rock in these formations erodes easily.
This is the kind of shale that you could probably possibly dig with a shovel or certainly with an excavator or things like that.
Colorado is generally susceptible to landslides, but they are more likely in wetter states like California and Washington. Harp says any state with steep slopes will see landslides, and a number of things could set them off.
The landslides are triggered by, you know, rainfall, snowmelt, earthquakes. In some cases, landslides occur when we don't really know what really triggered them.
The USGS sent two geologists to Colburn to evaluate the slide and to get to the bottom of what caused it. The Colorado Geological Survey has found landslides in the past in this area usually occur in spring to early summer when runoff and groundwater levels are high. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.